This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm good if you are, buddy.
But I am ready. I am locked and loaded.
Sound ready.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, Sean, time. Here we go. 3, 2, gobble.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnansky.
I got Sean with that gobble. I got him with the gobble.
You did. The gobble was good.
You're too young to remember the old gobble shows from Eddie Handelman, right?
Gobble, gobble. Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
Five gobbles. People would call in and be like, I give Jerry Cheevers five gobbles. And Renee, the producer, would play literally gobble sound effect five times in a row.
So I've heard Eddie's name a lot. Is he related to the other Handelman that was on like Phantom Gourmet?
Those are his sons, yes.
Oh, his sons. Got it. Okay.
I think it's Dan and Dave. There might be a third. Danny. There's a bunch of Handelman sons. But yes, that was the dad. And he was a big entrepreneur. And he basically launched Sports Talk here in Boston with a Sports Huddle, and then it was on.
Hey, he did a show with Dale way for it, yeah.
Oh, did a show with Dale, did the show with Dale.
Oh, okay.
I interned for that show.
Did you really?
I got stories, but I signed an NDA.
Of course, Dale would be good like that. I get that.
Yes, last day of the internship, he's like, yeah, sign here. But Eddie was a very good tipper, I will say that. You'd go downstairs to the cafeteria at the old building and get lunch.
Yep.
And he would just give me X amount of dollars. Let's say it was like a $8 lunch, you give me a 20 and never, ever take the change. Ever, 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 ever.
Wow. That's kind of nice.
Very generous guy. But that's a different show. By the way, you would like him, Sean, and good morning or good afternoon at this point, if you're watching or listening to the podcast. He was big into gambling, which is what we're here to talk about here on the BetQL.
Love that. That's exactly what we're here to do, baby.
All right. So a couple housekeeping items and we'll get to hockey bets and football bets. This is just for Thursday. As far as football gets go, we're back on Saturday with the same show.
Yes,
for week 12 in the NFL. You got to stop congratulating yourself on social media. Like the little too much today because you got a bet right that you said on the show yesterday. You weren't going to bet anyway because -160 at that point. So you're an excellent handicapper, but we don't need the green check marks and the red X's. You're good. We know you're good.
I know I'm good. And I was just – the only reason I brought it up on social media is because you made fun of me for picking it again. And I picked it three times last week.
What was your logic for picking it?
Prior to last night, he had had 33 shots in 5 games.
Yeah.
So my logic was, 33 divided by 5 is over 6, and sure this is. Number is asking for over 3.5. I want the over on Tage Thompson shots, and we cashed easy because he had 8 shots.
Yeah, turns out he gets a lot of shots on net. Who knew shots on goal bets were so big for Shime? I made fun of you because when you said it on the podcast, it sounded like you were just betting it because it hadn't lost in a while, which I thought was funny, which is why I called you on.
But fair enough.
You're a great hockey handicapper. We know that. We're going to start with hockey picks today.
Yeah, you know.
So you nailed that. Were you 1-1 or 2-0?
2-0 last night. We hit
39 on the year.
Yep. 29-10 on the year, right?
29-10 on the year.
Yeah, 29-10 on the year.
I was giving you 30-9. You gave yourself a loss and took back a win.
I appreciate it, but we want to keep things accurate. 29-10, we hit on the Rangers and Tage Thompson over 3.5.
Oh, so the future Mrs. Shine was very happy last night.
Yes, the Rangers got a big win last night versus the Kings. So
the other thing, since it is Thanksgiving, I had to bring this up because you forgot to bring it up on Monday's show. Mm-hmm. I owe you a 4-pack of your favorite beer because you hit the over in the Atlanta-Chicago game. I told you were stupid to bet it. You hit the over. We did a side bet for a 4-pack. So happy Thanksgiving as a reminder. Let me know when you want me to go to Tewksbury and take care of you. But you did win that. We need to clarify that here on this Wednesday show.
Yeah, you know, it was a beautiful thing. I thank you. I did win that bet. And that's probably the third or fourth bet you and I have made together. And there's bound to be more coming. So
I'm not making any hockey bets today. You make hockey bets. You said before we get to football. You said you have 5 hockey bets for tonight. That seems like a lot, Chime. Seems like you're pushing a little hard on the gas pedal now that you win a couple games here.
So you'd think that, but when I tell you that there's 15 games at play tonight, that may change your reason why.
Like, is today normally a big NHL day, holiday or something?
I guess so. So normally I always thought Black Friday was the big NHL day because it's like, okay, we know they're not playing football on this day. We can dominate it. Like the Bruins always play a matinee day game at home on Black Friday. And so it's just a great NHL day. But this year, I think they loaded up on both Wednesday and Black Friday. Because there are no games. There were 2 games yesterday. There are basically no games tomorrow. And then there's a bunch of games Friday again. So they really kind of mapped it up so that they could dominate Wednesday and Friday. And so there's 15 games today. Normally there's only 6 or 7, maybe even 8. And then I'm only having, 2 bets out of the 8. Whereas there's double that tonight. So we got 5 bets for you.
All right, games will start till 7. Let's start with your 5 hockey bets. People, grab your pen, your pad. Again, Prince of Pucks is 29-10 on the year. Sure. Bet in the NHL, the best hockey handicapper in the country. All the green check marks in the world. No little black X's.
Donald on Duck gifts galore.
None of those. All right, so what are your five hockey bets on Thanksgiving Eve?
I don't know why betting handlers or handicappers are doing this or betting sites are doing this. They're giving me the Bruins as the underdog. You're taking the Bruins. We're taking the Bruins money line. We don't even have to bet them in 60. I get the Bruins money line at -105. They're technically the underdog. The Panthers are -115 here. So I want the Bruins all effing day and twice on Sunday. The next bet I want to, on top of that, also playing at 7 o'clock, that'd be the New Jersey Devils. They've won 13 in a row. They are first in expected goals for percentage on the year. Toronto Maple Leafs, their opponent, are 17th. And the Devils are at home. I'm getting the Devils money line at -135. Love that. Give me the Devils money line tonight.
So 2 hottest teams in the NHL. Keep it going. Bruins and Devils.
100%. So now we're going to get a little more niche. I want the under 6 in Stars and Blackhawks tonight. The Blackhawks aren't very good. And the Stars defensively, and Jake Oettinger is their goalie, has been fantastic. If for those who didn't see him the other night against the Avalanche, he was just dominant at the end of that game. Like, the Avalanche got very lucky that they were able to escape with an overtime win. And so I love Oettinger to dominate again in this game. And Dallas isn't quite the scoring superpower that a team like Boston is. So I want the under 6 in Stars and Blackhawks.
Okay.
Then speaking of the Avalanche, I want to take the Avalanche money line in 60 minutes here. The Avalanche are really, really good. The defending champions, of course. And they're playing the Canucks. The Canucks have been very bad this year. They're actually quite possibly one of the bottom 3 teams in all of hockey. The Avalanche should dominate this game. I almost went with a total play here, but I'm not confident that the Canucks can also score. So instead, I would rather play Avalanche to win in 60 at -135.
Okay.
And then 4. The final bet of the day.
Where's the prop? Where's my prop bet? Where's my shots on goal prop?
Here it is. Tage Thompson over 3.5. Tage Thompson's playing in back-to-back nights tonight. Here's what I don't understand. So he now has 41 shots in over 6 games. That's almost a 7 shots per game average. The line is still 3.5, and they're giving it to me at -150. Why is that number coming down? I don't know. Give me Tage Thompson over 3.5. I'm not going to stop now. They're facing the Blues. The Blues have been good. Not going to stop Tage Thompson from taking shots on net.
I can't mock you today. I got to mock the books for him. It was -160 yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, it was -160 yesterday. It is -150 right now.
And that one sounds good. I mean, I can't. No more Tage Thompson nonsense on this show. I just get out of the way. And I feels like you found a little personal ATM machine. Oh, 15 games tonight. Is DK offering that gold special that you love? Well,
let's take a look. I didn't even check that.
Daily, if you're new special to the podcast or watching for the first time, Shime found this bet on DraftKings that they did total goals for all the day's games, and he hit the thing like three times in a row, and then they stopped posting it.
Yep.
And we're convinced Shime took him down.
So they did post it again.
What's that?
They did post it again. It is listed for today. 15 games.
15 games.
Total goals on the day, 96 and a half. So that's an average of 6.4 goals per game is what they're saying, which makes sense. All of the over-unders are either 6 or 6.5. So this number makes sense for me. The under is juiced up a little bit at minus 130. The over is even money. The last couple days, the if they had done this prop, the total would have probably gone over. There were some high-scoring days the last few days. However, I'm going to go with the under 96 and a half today. I just think it's the smarter play. On 15 games, you're bound to get one or two games at least in 15, probably more like three or four, that are only going to have three or four goals in it, which gives you a lot of breathing room for a game, one outlier game that's going to have 8 or 9. So I like the under 96 and a half total goals today in all 15 NHL games.
I'm glad I asked. What do you say? My juice up to minus 130?
Correct.
All right. I'll have some action on that this afternoon. I will. It's under DK specials under NHL, correct?
Correct. So like where you're scrolling across to find awards or player features, make sure to go all the way to the right. You'll see daily specials, and that'll be the only one there.
All right. Before we get to football, remind you to subscribe, rate, and review to the BetQL Boston podcast, Apple Podcasts. Huge help to us. Spotify, where Shime gets his podcast. We tweet it out every day as well. You can check it out on the Odyssey app, or you can find it at WEEI.com. Doesn't cost you anything except a couple seconds of time. It's by far the best thing you do for us. If you like the show at all, Shime's putting in some hockey winners here. Saw someone tweet and say you're the best handicapper in the station. They like to either, you know, tail you or fade you. So if you want some money on Shime's hockey pick, subscribe, rate, and review. Huge help to us, BetQL Boston, where you find your podcasts. We got three games tomorrow, Shime. And earlier in the week, you mentioned this Monday, and I wish I had jumped on it then. It was really set up early in the week with a couple of these games at 8.5 or a little bit 8 in some cases. To play an awesome three-team teaser. Those teaser lines are gone, the ones that you want to play. 9.5, 9.5, and 2.5 across the board. The Patriots line has moved a little bit in our favor since I think we both are going to be against the Patriots on Thursday night. But, you know, going down from 9.5 to 3.5, you don't get that key number anymore. So I missed my window on it. I'm sure people will still play it. I will not have the degenerate Thanksgiving three-team teaser this year.
Well, so the other option for you, Mutt, if you do want to have a degenerate three-team teaser,
I got plenty here. There's a lot.
I know you do, but for those out there that do want to have the degenerate three-team teaser, there is the option for the three-team 10-point tease, which puts you basically at Bills can tie or win.
Yep.
Cowboys can tie or win, and then Vikings can lose by up to 7.5.
Or if you want to play the Patriots on that side of it, you could do that.
Yep. If you want to play the Patriots up to 12.5, that works too. So that's the other option as well.
The three-team tease normally is plus 160. What is a 10-team three-team tease?
So 10-point three-team tease is your normal tease value at minus 120.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not sure I will do that. Trust me, I'll have action all three games in some way, shape, or form. But I wish I'd reacted. I wish I had acted properly when you mentioned on Monday, because the numbers were there and people are sitting with, I mean, if they want to, Bills -2.5, Cowboys -2 in some cases, and then Vikings +9. That's a pretty nice spot to be in, even on three team teaser, where they normally, again, we don't advise these, they're fun bets, but Shime put us onto this and would have been a very smart bet. Let's work in order here, Shime. We're not going against each other this week and go through all three games. We will walk the three game slate. Starting with the first game of the weekend, it is the Bills and Lions. Bills again back in Detroit. Looking at the odds this morning, it was 10.
It is now 9.5, according to DraftKings.
So we are now with Bills -10 a couple hours ago. It is now 9.5 at DraftKings. Total sitting up there at 54. I know Nick Costos said with you on the show today. It sounds like on the Greg Hill show, he would take the points with Detroit. I will as well. I'll explain why in a second, Shime, but I'll let you go first here. Your thoughts on Bills and Lions, 9.5-point spread, a 54 total, the traditional 12-12:30 game there on Thursday.
Yeah, Bills and Lions is going to be, it should be a good game. The Lions especially have played a lot better of late. I too would probably lean with taking the 10 points. I think the Bills win the football game, but I would take the points here just because the Lions' potential to backdoor cover this thing feels almost like a lock to me in that their offense has been tremendous lately. They have one of the top rushing attacks in football right now. And a crazy stat that I heard, I believe it was Ben Solak of The Ringer who had this. Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown on the field, is fifth in the league in EPA per play. And all season, it is Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, I believe. I can't remember who the fourth one was, but then Jared Goff was fifth. And so it is remarkable to me how different it is with Amon-Ra on the field. And Amon-Ra will be in the game. He is tremendous. I agree. Goff just tries to find him on third downs and they convert a ton. So just in general, their offense has been good. Their defense has started to come together a little bit too. They're starting to figure some things out. They will be without Jeff Okuda, but I don't think that matters as much to me, because I expect this to be a high scoring game regardless. It's a fast track, as we talked about last week with the Bills being indoors, on that turf. So I would lean over and I would take the points with the Lions. Those aren't two of my favorite plays in the day. I would rather play the props in this game.
Yep.
But that is how I would lean, over and Detroit.
Yeah, I'm with you on Detroit. And one thing people should keep an eye on, we're doing this, it's 12:54 right now. The Lions have not posted their injury report for the game tomorrow. The Bills just did. So Tremaine Edwards is out. Greg Rousseau is out. So they're missing two of their key defensive players. Questionable is Mitch Morse, their center, who was in a walking boot leaving the game the other day. A.J. Espenza, another defensive end. He's doubtful for this game. So they have a bunch of really important players, Shime, all of a sudden, who might not play in this game. Their defense was already banged up, and they lose. That's three defensive players right there. Jordan Poyer did practice in full today. That's a good thing for them. Josh Allen limited all week. He's expected to play in this game. But there's significant injuries on the Bills' side, and this is just too many points. Like, I just feel like people are – they're defaulting to the Bills right now. I liked it better at 10. And probably going to end up waiting to really push this in. Hopefully it gets back to 10, 9.5 is fine, but I'm with you on the Lions. The Bills injuries are an issue. I think the Lions offense can put up above their team total of 21.5 points against a banged up short week Buffalo Bills team. We've seen them give up yards to teams. And I'll get into the prop stuff as well, but the Bills give up the second most receiving yards to slot receivers. There's a couple guys in Detroit, maybe even your guy, the Sun God, St. Brown, he might line up in the slot and he could really torch this Buffalo defense. So
for sure,
I think it's gonna be a competitive game. I'm not sure I'd have the guts to go money line to start my Thanksgiving. But I'm taking the points, man. 9.5 is way too many. Give me Detroit plus the points.
Yeah, I think that's the right play. I think that's the right way to approach this.
As far as prop bets, I'm leaning right now to taking the over on Detroit's offense at 21.5 points. The Khalif Raymond stuff is not posted yet. Correct. So on Detroit side, Josh Reynolds did not practice on Monday, limited yesterday. If he were to miss, it would put Khalif Raymond as the go-to guy in the slot. It would end up being St. Brown, Khalif Raymond, and then some mix of Tom Kennedy and DJ Chark, who is back but limited the last 2 days. He didn't play a lot in that game the other day, and it's a short week, so I don't think it's crazy that he wouldn't see a lot of snaps. So I just mentioned the Bills go up a ton of yards, just a lot of receivers. Raymond plays a ton, especially if Reynolds does not go. I'd be interested in his over once they do post it. Anything up to about 54, 54.5, 55, I think is playable for Raymond. If Josh Reynolds is out. If Reynolds is in, he's limited yesterday, it would throw a monkey wrench in all this because he hasn't played in weeks. He keeps getting scratched on day of game. I don't know how healthy he is, so I'm hoping Reynolds is out. I want Khalif Raymond's over prop, and I want him tomorrow in most of my daily fantasy lineups that I'll be yelling at the TV for all day. So that one on the Lions side, and the Lions side for you prop bet-wise, John.
On the Lions side, I want to play Amon-Ra St. Brown. I got to play the Sun God here. 73.5 receiving yards is his number. I want the over. Again, we're talking fast track here. I just think there's going to be a lot of passing in this game. And to that, I want the Jared Goff over of 249.5.
Ooh.
I think there's a chance Goff throws for 300 in this game. Like, I think there's, I have a feeling it could be, it's going to be more like one of the classic NFL games we've seen the last two seasons with high powered offenses and a lot of scoring compared to what we've seen a lot this year, which is a lot of unders. This to me feels like one of those games on this Detroit field where now Buffalo has played 2 weeks in a row. They feel comfortable. And on top of that, this is Detroit's home. They play better at home than they have on the road all year. So I want both of those over for Goff and for Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'm not taking credit for it. Maybe you mentioned it last time, but I've heard it referenced Detroit. The Ford Field now is like the Coors Field of fantasy football. So
yes, 100%.
I'm with you on that. And to that end, like, I'm a sucker for overs in this game. On the Buffalo side, I love the Dawson Knox over, Sean. Double checking, 37.5 at -110.
Correct.
The Lions give up the fourth most yards per game to opposing tight ends this year. Dawson Knox got 7 catches in this last game in Detroit with like a hobbled Josh Allen. I think there's a slight chance that he still is not letting it fly, Shime, so the check down stuff is more viable. So of the Bills pass catchers, I want Dawson Knox over 37.5 receiving yards. I would also, Gabe Davis, where he's currently listed right now, at 54.5. I think it's playable. I like that one less.
I see it at 58.5.
Well, I'm going to look at my sheet from this morning. So it's moved a little bit.
58.5 right now.
Yeah, that's gone up. So I guess I would push back on that for now. And I'd say I'll key in on Dawson Knox, 37.5 receiving yards is my total. On the Bills side, your turn, Sean.
So I am going to play Gabe Davis over 58.5 here. I'm fine with that number. I would play it up to 60. That's kind of where my head is at. Gabe Davis up to 60 yards because the way it's moved already 4 points, there's a chance it moves some more. So again, I like it up to about 60 points, but I love the Gabe Davis over, and I'm really tempted to play Stephon Diggs props today, just because last week he was visibly frustrated with how the first half was going, to the point where Sean McDermott had to have like a heart-to-heart conversation with him on the sideline. They showed it on the broadcast. It was this moment. And then Diggs caught a touchdown pass. He ended the day 4 for 48 and a touchdown. He didn't get a target though until well into the second quarter. Actually, it might have been that touchdown catch was his first target. And so I think there's some just redemption here for him, kind of thing, where he's going to be like, screw this, it is my turn, let's go, and just might dominate. So I think I might take a flyer on some kind of same game parlay where Diggs has like 100 plus and a touchdown. I don't know that I would play his normal number at 90.5 right now, just because I don't love the value there, and the receptions is over 6.5, but it's weighted to -155. So my plan is I'm tempted to play some kind of crazy little big Diggs parlay game. But outside of that, that would probably be where it stops.
All right. So we both like Detroit in the points and some receiving prop overs there in the Coors Field of fantasy football. The middle game, Dallas and New York, this thing opened around 7. It's 9.5 right now on DK, which you can bet in the great state of New Hampshire. Total there of 45.5. Same thing as the first game, Sean. There are major injuries, man, on both sides of the ball, specifically the Giants offensive line. I think 3 of their 5 guys are banged up and might not go in this game. Dable already ruled out Adoree Jackson. I believe he's been ruled out of this game.
Correct. Wandale's done for the year.
Yep. So they have significant injuries. Richie James, who would be their slot receiver, he was limited yesterday. So Dallas on paper lays over the Giants, in my opinion, but the injuries, again, it's this one of the 3 games. This is this is the one with the injuries at least conviction about betting the game. But what do you want to do? 9.5, the number right now, total 45.5.
Yeah, this is my favorite bet of the day. I'm going to lay the 9.5 with the Dallas Cowboys. Okay. It may be a little overreactionary to last week. I am well aware of that. I actually talked to Nick Costos earlier today about it on the Greg Hill Show, but he was with me as well. And so in my opinion, the New York Giants are one of these teams. You've heard me say it about the Minnesota Vikings. The New York Giants are kind of frauds. I think Brian Daboll is an exceptional coach, and I think they're having a great season. They're overachieving, but I think it's kind of turned midnight, and the carriage is turning back into a pumpkin. There's just too many injuries for New York to kind of continue to just win.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Micah Parsons is stupid good. This Dallas defense is great. Trayvon Diggs was awesome last week. I expect them to dominate this New York offense, and the Giants and the Cowboys offense has shown that they're like, even though Zeke's back, it's fine. We're still going to throw the ball to Tony Pollard. We're still going to run with Tony Pollard, and Zeke's going to be our short area guy, which makes sense. Zeke is going to get the touchdowns. Pollard's going to get the longer open field plays. I think that's how you should use it when you have both of these guys. So for me, I just think Dallas absolutely stomps on the Giants here. They beat them by 7 with Cooper Rush already once this year. Now Dak's back. This team looks good. I'm gonna lay the points with the Cowboys.
Yeah, the only thing I'm gonna point out is that on the Cowboys side, and this is I mentioned the injuries in the Giants, which are significant. The Cowboys, when you look this morning, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different players in the defense, Shime, all listed with their injury being illness. Many of them did not practice yesterday or today. So they don't report the COVID stuff like they used to. But there's part of me, and the reason why I'm not ready to hammer this game with you, I think the Cowboys went outright. Like, but what am I going to do with that at 9.5? Like, you want to play, you know, teasers or parlays or something like that heading into the weekend. But as far as like a standalone game, you know, Anthony Barr, Terrell Basham, Dante Fowler, Jonathan Hawkins, Calvin Joseph, DeMarcus Lawrence, all 6 did not practice yesterday. 5 of those 6 due to illness. Micah Parsons, one of the guys who was limited with a knee and an ankle. So I agree with you that on paper, I wrote down like Dallas should roll. I wonder how banged up and sick they are. So before I do anything, and I'm leading Dallas, obviously, as far as the game goes, I want to see their final report today in a couple hours.
Yeah, so that's fine. I think there also could be a little gamesmanship here, being on a short week, giving guys a little extra rest.
Yeah, oh, definitely, so, definitely. And that's why I say,
especially with how well the defense has played. So yeah, so you're right. I think we'll know more in a little bit, but I'm firmly on Dallas here.
Prop bet, Shime, here in this game. Since you love the game, do you love props in this game?
Yeah, there's one prop in particular that to me feels a little low. I'm going to go Tony Pollard over 19.5 receiving yards. You saw last week, I think it was, Dak hit Pollard on like a wheel route one-on-one with a linebacker. I think they're going to look for that a lot going forward this season, is to get Pollard matched up on linebackers and understand that that's a win for them. And Dak sees it. Pollard knows it. The Giants do not have a linebacker that's going to cover Tony Pollard. Hell, they may not have a cornerback that could cover Tony Pollard at this point. So I love the Tony Pollard over 19.5. I also really like the CD Lamb over 75.5. I just see, again, no Adoree Jackson. I think CD Lamb could cook in this game. And again, if the Cowboys are going to stomp, I'm going to lean props here on the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's interesting. As far as props go, I found myself leaning towards a bunch of overs. Maybe I'm overexcited about the games. I want offensive games. So again, like Khalif Raymond, it's not posted yet, but Richie James, if he's healthy, is going to play basically every snap in the slot. I'm going to want his over for sure in receiving yards. He does have an ankle/knee injury. So again, check your local listings. If he does go, take a look at his number. Again, in the 40s, low 50s, that is super playable to me. You mentioned the Giants. Like they have one way to win, and that is get the ball into Saquon Barkley's hands like 30 times between receptions and rushing yard Shime. Yep. This morning, again, I'm missing out on the good numbers here. It was 22.5 receiving yards for Saquon Barkley. It's now up to 23.5 minus 115. I'd still play it. Like, I'd see them doing a lot of checkdowns to Barkley and just saying, we got to get you the ball short week, get the best players involved. And then Dalton Schultz, the Giants this year, Shime, have allowed the 5th most receiving yards per game to tight ends. They've allowed over 5 receptions per game. Dalton Schultz is a big-time favorite of Dak Prescott. It's minus 125, but the total 37.5 yards. I want Schultz's over on receiving yards. So Richie James, when they post it, high 40s, low 50s. Barkley over 23.5. Schultz over 37.5 in a game that could be affected by injuries, but on paper, Dallas rolled. Of the 3 games, this has the potential to be the most boring of the 3 games tomorrow in my mind.
I totally agree. Actually, one of the things I forgot to mention, and it just moved to your betterment as well. I'm going to play Zeke to score anytime touchdown. Again, like I said, Zeke is going to claim those short yardage areas. Inside the 5-yard line, Zeke will be in the game. And right now it's at even money for Zeke to score a touchdown, whereas Pollard is minus 130. I think those should probably be swapped. So I like Zeke here to get a touchdown at even money.
All right, the granddaddy of them all, Thursday night football, Thanksgiving night football. It is the Patriots and the Vikings. This thing was 3 at points in this week, Shime. That 3 is gone in most places. It is now the Minnesota Vikings laying 2.5 points there at home, a total that has stood, I mean, absolutely dead still at 42.5. really all week long. As far as the betting goes in this shine, how the public is betting your Patriots this week, it is pretty split. 32% of the bets, actually 58% of the money. So some sharp money would signal there on the Patriots in this game. The under being bet to 65% of the bets at 84% of the money. I will let you start off, Shime. Total side game. What do you think here? Patriots and Vikings, big spot, show me spot for the Patriots on the road.
Yeah, again, we've talked about this. I don't trust the Patriots offense as far as I can throw them. And this is the week that I'm going to understand exactly how good this Patriots defense is. They're going up a team with legit weapons. I understand Kirk Cousins' record in primetime is not great, but you still have to face Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen and TJ Hawkinson coming off of a discouraging loss. And they're going to come out with a little bit of fire, and I think they're going to come out strong. No Christian Darrisaw is a big miss for the Vikings. Matt Judon could feast a little bit, but I am going to lay the 2.5 points at the Vikings. That's where I'm at. When it comes to game total, I'm not going to play the game total. Instead, I'll play the team total under for the Patriots. 20. It's now 20.5. It was 19.5 the other day.
You liked it at 19.5. I'm guessing you love it at 20.5.
I sure do. I like it way more now. I get that extra point. That makes me feel even better about it. I want the under 20.5 on Patriots team total, and I'll lay the points at the Vikings.
Yeah, this is a tough one because you want to bet against Kirk Cousins. And see, I am really torn. For a long-time listener to the show, I love betting the Vikings. I like betting against primetime Kirk Cousins. Yep. The Patriots' offense stinks. The coaching staff stinks. Their offensive line right now stinks to high heaven. And so I'm stuck between a little bit of a rock and a hard place. But ultimately, Sean, as I started to write this game out this morning, like both teams have injuries up front on the offensive line. Like as bad as the left tackle injury is for Minnesota – like David Andrews, even if he plays, how healthy is he going to be? Trent Brown got pushed around last week. Isaiah Wynn's out. Like they're a bad offensive line. They're on the road in a loud ass building and they're banged up against a Vikings team. And you're right, Judon and Dietrich Wise, Shime. According to Pro Football Focus, I believe they had the stat yesterday. The Wise and Judon, second most pressures per game as defensive tandem in all the NFL. Number one is Hunter and Smith there in Minnesota. Wow. And those two guys teeing off against the Patriots offensive line and a makeshift offense to figure it out. Ultimately, that's where I ended up because you can make a case for the Patriots here against Kirk Cousins in primetime, underdogs, how well they've done this year across the NFL. Patriots are number one right now defensively in DVOA. So you look at that and go, oh, they got a good defense against Kirk Cousins. The problem I have, Shime, is when you break down who they played, the quarterbacks they beat stink. Yes. Ellinger, Trubisky, Zach Wilson tight twice, Jacoby Brissett. That defense, the numbers are inflated. They're a good defense. They're not a great defense. If you call them a great defense, you are overusing the word great. They are good until proven against a better offense. So much like you, I don't trust the offense. I don't hate Mac Jones the way you despise the guy. I mean, you will not be.
Yeah, but this isn't an anti-Mac Jones pick. This is an anti-offense pick. I know, everything is wrong with that offense.
You'll be rooting against him tomorrow. Like you want Bailey Zappe in that game. I don't. I root for Mac Jones, but I'm going to lay the points too. Give me the Vikings 2.5. The total, I'll admit, I got no clue. Like, is this game 7? Is it 20-17 with two games with a bad offenses who played poorly last week on a short week, bad offensive lines? Is it 35-30? Because both defenses keep up big plays downfield. Like Minnesota is 18th against the pass. They're not a great pass defense, but is Mac Jones going to take advantage of it? I'd like to think he could.
And on top of that, Minnesota's the worst red zone defense in football.
Yeah.
So the issue is though, the Patriots have to get to the red zone. And so then and their red zone offense has been equally as bad. I think Curran had it on Gresham Keith the other day. They have 50 drives over the 50-yard line or something, and they're coming away. Four passing touchdowns. It's like it's stupid. Some of these numbers are insane at how bad it's
stupid. There's a lot of stupidness going on with that offense. There's no doubt about that. It's the 28th touchdown scoring offense in the red zone, Patriots, against the 25th scoring defense, red zone, Vikings. Like something's got to give.
Yep.
If it was Josh McDaniels or Bill O'Brien or a competent offensive coach, I'd be all in on the Patriots and want to build everything around my Thursday night.
But it's Matt Patricia and this offensive line is in shambles. Because there's, by the way, we didn't even mention this. good chance David Andrews probably doesn't play this game. Like, yes, he was at practice yesterday.
Yeah, I don't get any. Was there any updates today yet, Shime? I didn't see it. Like, was that a Mac Jones pretend he's at practice but not really a practice thing?
Yeah, so my thought is he is at practice to show that he can play, but this is just an at practice. The injury is not as bad as we thought it was, and he might have – I think there's a good chance he plays against the Bills in a week, but I don't think there's any shot he plays against the Vikings tomorrow.
All right, we're both on the Vikings. I don't have a strong feel on this total at all. Sounds like you really don't either, correct?
Correct, yeah. I just want the New England team total. I'm betting it under until proven otherwise.
It's Patriots, and by the way, the Vikings still getting bet. They're -2.5 on DK, but it's -115. So if anything, could go back to 3. So if you want the Vikings now, I think now would be the time to do it. Hard to imagine that when the injury report comes out, it's going to do the Patriots a lot of favors. Prop bets for you, Shime, in this game, primetime Thursday.
Yeah, the number one prop bet for me is Dalvin Cook over 11.5 receiving yards. To me, that's one screen. And I think you could see a handful of those in this game. So I also like the Dalvin Cook over 2.5 receptions. That's at +145 as well. So you're getting really good value on the Dalvin Cook receptions here. I just think that, like we talked about, no Darisaw, and then on top of Matt Judon and Dietrich Wise getting that many pressures in the NFL this year, means Kirk Cousins going to be in duress quite a bit. And the way to beat that is screens and swing passes to your running back. And I think there's a chance Dalvin Cook has a really good receiving day in this game. And so I love the over on 11.5 receiving yards and the over 2.5 receptions for Cook.
Yeah, so I like a couple of receiving props as well. Jacoby Myers over 51.5 yards receiving at -115. I want the over. I think of all the guys that Mac throws to, he's still the most reliable. And if my mind's eye says the Patriots not going to be able to run on the Vikings, their offensive line is too banged up, Vikings front 7 is too good, they're going to put the ball in Mac's hands. Mac, I think, best trust in those spots, Jacoby Myers. According to lineups.com, looking at this morning, the Vikings giving up the third most receiving yards total on the year, two wide receivers. So I think that you can throw on them. 7.4 yards per pass attempt going into last week was second worst in the NFL. If I think the Vikings are going to score points, and I think the Patriots have to sort of match, they have to throw. He throws Jacoby Myers. I want the over 51.5 yards receiving. And I don't play a lot of these, Shime, because they seem sort of random at times to me. And number two, I feel like the books know we like playing them. And so all the guys you want to play are juiced up.
Yep.
But I'm going to play an anytime touchdown prop tomorrow for Hunter Henry at almost 4.5 to 1.
Wow. And okay.
The thesis there is bad red zone defense for the Vikings. Mac going back to what he knew. And a year ago, Hunter Henry was one of the best red zone threats in the NFL. He's been non-existent this year. And yes, they have to get down there. But I could see them going back to him this week and saying, hey, pick out a few plays that worked a year ago. Those plays were to Hunter Henry. So at almost 4.5 to 1, give me Hunter Henry anytime touchdown in that game to go along with over on Jacoby Myers receiving yards.
Yeah, and I think the last thing I'm going to do in this game is similar to that Bills game. I'm pretty sure I talked about it with you. If not, I definitely talked about it with Andy and Fitzy on the Six Rings podcast. There's a good chance Justin Jefferson just explodes this game. Bad game last week, visibly frustrated, and then a relatively untested New England secondary, right? Yeah. Jack Jones has gotten a lot of praise, and rightfully so far. But again, he hasn't been matched up against the greatest competition. If there's a week Justin Jefferson might go off, it might be this week. And so I will be playing a same game parlay of Jefferson anytime touchdown and over 104.5 yards. Combined, that gets you to just about
what a number. Holy crap.
Get you to just about 3.5 to 1, the pair of them.
Okay. I can see it. Justin Jefferson is, you know, him and Jamar Chase, you know, to be best two receivers in the league, not named Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
My worry always with going with like the alpha of the other team against Belichick is that like that's the one thing he'll try to take away. And it's not easy to do, and two plays might get him there. I wonder if the secondary guys like Thielen and maybe in Hawkinson have a better chance to get to their number if Bill tries to, like, I heard Curran's suggestion was they're going to basically double him. Jalen Mills on him as the physical corner and a safety over the top. So I respect his talent. I love the guy. I'll have him in DFS tomorrow. But I wonder if Bill takes that away. 104 is like a monster number.
So I understand. There's a couple of reasons why I don't really care about Bills taking away their best weapon thing. Okay. I think Kevin O'Connell does a really good job, similar to your Sean McVay's and your Kyle Shanahan's, of moving Justin Jefferson around in the formation. Yeah. And so in order for Belichick to quote-unquote take Jefferson away, he needs to play man across the board. And I don't think that suits his team very well. I think they're a better zone team because of the pressure they get, and it allows the corners to be a little bit more free. Someone like Jack Jones to be a little bit more free and make a play. I don't think that they're going to be able to man up Justin Jefferson properly because they're not going to be able to keep track of him in the slot, out wide, things of that nature. And it's constantly going to be have to be switches. So I don't even think he's going to be necessarily manned up against the same person all game. He might get double teamed, but I think there's a good way for, I think Kevin O'Connell is smart enough to get Justin Jefferson open. And on top of that, if I had to think of one thing that Belichick actually will know he can take away in this game, to me, that's Dalvin Cook's rushing, which is why I'm not betting on Cook rushing the football. I'm actually betting on him receiving. Exactly. I think Belichick is going to first force Kirk Cousins to beat him. We all know Kirk's primetime record. He probably knows Kirk better than anybody. He probably understands exactly what Kirk Cousins wants to do, just like he does with Jared Goff and those other guys. And so there's a chance Belichick just outright pants his Kirk Cousins. But if Kirk Cousins somehow gets the better of him, it's going to be because Justin Jefferson is freaking awesome again, which is why I'm going to make this play. Like, this is not like I'm putting a ton of my bankroll on this bet, but I am going to put some pizza money on it because at 3.5 to 1, I like the value, and I think there's just a chance Justin Jefferson goes off.
If you had to guess final score in this game.
I gave a prediction yesterday on the Six Rings pod. Actually, it was available today. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcast. Nice. My prediction is Minnesota 24, New England 9. I don't think New England scores a touchdown in this game.
Yeah, mine was 24-13. Yep. Like that bunch of field goals and a touchdown. Like 24-13, 27-16. And I don't have a great feel for the total. Obviously, I guess I'm leaning under or not even. I'm pretty close with it. I don't have the total in this game. But I Mac on the road, I'm dying to see how that plays out. Patricia on the road in like a loud spot where his offense has to keep up. Like this, we could get some funny memes on the sideline tomorrow night if they're doing this and that, like burning timeouts. Like part of me thinks we're in the middle of the first quarter, they burn through two timeouts because they can't get plays in because it's so loud in that building.
On top of that, a fun pizza money bet for you tomorrow for those Patriot fans out there that want to root for their team.
Yeah.
I like New England's defense and special teams to get an anytime touchdown at 6.5 to 1. I think that's in play. Like, I think there's Kirk Cousins is bound to throw a pick or get strip sacked. And on top of that, we've seen how good Marcus Jones is. There's always a chance he houses one here. So at 6.5 to 1, I like the value there. So if you're a Patriots fan looking for a way to root for your team that isn't necessarily betting outright against the Vikings, betting on your defense special teams to score a touchdown seems like a fun way to do that.
And if someone runs into you today in a Home Depot parking lot while you're firing bets there in Nashua, what would be your what's your one favorite bet of all the bets we talked about today?
Yeah, my favorite bet is Dallas laying 9.5. I know it's a big number, but I just think that they're going to stomp on the Giants. I think the Giants, like I said, they're turning back into a pumpkin. The storybook is over. I don't think they're going to be in the playoffs. I think the Commanders will probably end up overtaking them. I think the Giants' time is just about done. That and the Dalvin Cook over 11.5 receiving yards are my two favorite plays of the week.
Favorite side is Detroit plus the points. Favorite prop for me is Dawson Knox over 37.5 receiving yards. What is your Thanksgiving? You had first Thanksgiving last Saturday.
I did.
What does second Thanksgiving look like for you tomorrow?
So second Thanksgiving is going to be nice. It doesn't start until like about noon. I get to wake up. I get to sleep in. Normally I'm up at the ass crack of dawn for my job. I get to sleep in tomorrow, which is going to be lovely. We'll take the dogs out for a nice walk. May even have to run up to New Hampshire quick to place a couple last minute bets. Then jump down to the South Shore, head to my mother's house. We'll have Thanksgiving there. Popping back up here. My girlfriend's family is going to, a few of her family members are going to come over for just some like snacks and apps in the evening time. Nice little day. Watch some football and end it all with the Pats Vikings.
Yeah, a lot of family, a lot of football. Looking forward to getting to Nashua tomorrow morning, run a little 5K. But also at the same time, Sean, it's nice when you run it. You say you're running in a 5K in a state that has legalized sports betting. It kind of kills two birds with one stone.
Yep. Hey. Good luck on your 5K tomorrow. I hope you do well.
Oh God, if I need luck, I'm in trouble. If I need luck, get me home uninjured tomorrow. Subscribe, rate, and review on the Apple Podcasts. You can check us out on Spotify or on the Odyssey app. Again, this is one of two these separate podcasts we'll do just this week. Shime's going to join me Friday night on my show for a Patriots recap and a couple of thoughts on the rest of Week 12. And then Saturday morning at some point, Shime, we'll figure it out. We'll connect like this and we'll do our live video and do our picks the rest of the week. But it didn't feel right not doing a props and picks for Thanksgiving with the Patriots playing on Thursday night.
Yeah, 100%. We had to get our good props and picks in today. And then Saturday we'll have the full slate for Sunday for you. No problem. I already got some picked out and ready to go. So we'll be
I'm sure he'll be texting me in a little bit. I'm sure he'll be texting 100%. Me in a little bit. Shime, happy Thanksgiving to you and Lauren and the entire family, buddy. Look forward to texting during the day and talking tomorrow.
Thanks, but I can't wait for Thanksgiving. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And thanks for doing this podcast with me every day, Mutt.
So thank you, Chris. We'll be texting anyway and doing it. And God knows this is better than just texting back and forth. And thank you in the audience for listening. Let us know what bet you're firing on Twitter. BetQL Boston on Twitter. BetQL Boston on Twitter. And a great, great Thanksgiving to you and yours. I speak for both of us, Shime. We are thankful to be able to do this, have a platform to do this 5 or 6 days a week. We don't promise to be experts, but we try to laugh, have some fun, put in some decent ideas. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone listening. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you, Friday night on Mud at Night, Shime. We'll talk to you then, buddy.
I can't wait, Mud. I'll see you then.
Gobble, gobble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.